Me on Daf, Kuf Yud Beis, Amad Aleph. Before we go back to Taisvis, we hear in the Gemara, differentiated between Dogim She'olo Bekaora Mutar Lo'ichlam Bekutach. That if we had hot dogim roisim, that olu bekora shel boso mutar lo'ichlon bekutach, so one is permitted to eat these dogim with kutach, because the tam boso in the dogim is a tam sheini, a tam kolush. And I saw in Chedushim B'Yurim he explains, it is also kolosh because you have a tam bosor in a dog. So the tam dog is also maklish, the tam of the bosor, because the dog also has its own tam. So memele, so since this is a tam kolosh, so therefore when you eat this with kutach, it's not chal an iser of bosor b'chol. Afal pi kein, Tznayn shechotchay besakin shechotach babosa osa loichle bekutach. If you cut a radish with a sakin shechotach babosa, also a fleishik is sakin, here it's osa loichle bekutach, and here the Gemara says that agav, the reason is agav chufei bola, since it's atznayin is adavah chorif, it is beileya, the tam bosor, and this is also lochle bekutach. So we had learned yesterday in Rashi two mahalchim why this is also. The first mahalach in Rashi was that there is some shamnunis be'en on the sakim. So it is not bar not. It is not called that the tznoin is being boileya a tam that was nitan l'soicha sakin, and now it's the sakin is maflit this time into the tznoin. The yehev shamnunis ben on the sakin, and therefore the tznoin is boileya directly from the shamnunis. It's a tam rishain, so therefore it is also. I saw that Teiris Chaim wants to bring a raya to this pshat. He says, it is very interesting. Why does the Gemara say, Tznoin shechotchoi besakin shechotach bo boso? Why does the Gemara say, sakin shel boso? Or just like the ka'ora, the Gemara didn't mention it. That's understood. It means a ka'ora shel boso. And here it says, besakin shechotach bo boso. Why does my say shechotach bo boso? So he says, that's what the Gemara means. Shechotach, he just cut boso with it. He didn't clean the knife. Shechotach bo boso. He cut boso, not a sakin shel boso. Sakin shel boso means a fleishik a knife. So that's like a ka'oro shel boso, a fleishik a plate. So memele, then we have to figure out what's the difference between a fleishik a knife and a fleishik a plate. But here the Gemara was medayik shechot, not sakin shel boso, shechotach bo boso. He just cut boso with it. And then, so it means there's a shamnunis of the bosa and the sakin, and that is why it is nice in tam and it's nice. Then we have a second pshat in Rashi. We have a second pshat in Rashi that Rashi says, even if speaking about a clean sakin, afal pikein, because there is a duchke de sakina, is duchke de sakin and adav acharef, it is beileya. So the Teiris Chaim says that, and the discussia was, someone asked discussia yesterday, the Teiris Chaim says, we have here, there's a duchke de sakine and we have a Dovah Chorev. So that asks us. When we don't have a Dovah Chorev, Kishus, by Kishus is not a Dovah Chorev, so what is the din? So the din is Gora Lebei Piske. So it's Gora Lebei Piske, but Al Koponim, Al Tzduchke De Sakine, there is a Chiyuv, I feel we're speaking about a clean Sakin, according to the second Lashon HaRashi. There's a clean Sakin, but the Duchke De Sakine is Mechayev, Gore Lebei Piske, you have to scratch off the Mokei Machatach. That's what you have with a Sakin. By a Ka'ora, you don't have this. By a Ka'ora, it's a Dogim Sholom, a Ka'ora, there's no problem whatsoever. So my mail, the Kasha rose yesterday, why did the Gemara have to differentiate between a Ka'ora and a Sakin? Let's say these two halachas. That you cut kishos and you cut basar or sayach with a sakin, so it'll be mutter bedogim. It'll be mutter with kutach. So the teretz says it won't be mutter bekutach. A sakin is another parsha. A sakin you need al koponim greirem lebei piske. Wherever you cut it, there's a bliya of duchkis the sakine. That means that Abai is coming to tell us is a bli of duchy the sakine. Sometimes it's machayev greire, sometimes it asos, but that's irrelevant. But then there is a bli of dogim sha'olo bekore. That doesn't need anything. So that is pshat in the Gemara. Then we're in the middle of Tosfos. The Tosfos brought down Ashitas Rashi, that Rashi held that Lafke Dogim Sha'olu Bekora, that you put hot dogim in a kora. But if you cooked, let's say, dogim in a fleshike kederem, so that is equivalent to a blia of a davar chorif, and it'll be also, it's called like you have the whole tam comes out through Bishul, just like the tam comes out to a davar chorif, and it'll be also. That's why the Gemara was medayik. Davke dogim sha'olo bekor. Now let's just start from Tosfos v'yesh ledagdeg. This is the second line of Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud Beis when the lines start getting thinner. Begins on the first line, the end of the first line when it starts getting thinner. V'yesh ledagdeg tafilu nisbashlu shori. And Tosfos is chaylik on this hero of Rashi. Afilu you'll cook fish nafleisha kepat. Also be mutter bekutach. Kedemrinim perik damchatos. The Gemara says in perik damchatos that if you cook shlomim on Sunday and you cook shlomim on Monday in the same pot, the chol yoim v'yoim nase giyul lechaveiroi. So when you cook shlomim Monday, so the bishul Monday is keilu yemeira hagole on the pot Monday. So that means the time of the Sunday shlomim came out Monday. Umuta levashel shlomim ha'idno, one is permitted to cook shlomim on Monday. V'kdeiro shebishul bo shlomim esmel, the shlomim that was cooked yesterday. The lo yomrinin de kamamayet v'achilas shlomim da'idne. I don't say that by cooking shlomim in a pot that was used to cook shlomim Sunday, so l'chayre, it still has a blie of Sunday shlomim. And Sunday shlomim can only be eaten till Monday night. Monday shlomim can be eaten till Tuesday night. The Gemara says you're permitted to cook on Monday Shlomim with the part that was used for Sunday Shlomim, the loyam rinin, we don't say the kamamayit bachila shlomim didne by cooking. In this part, we are memayit the achila of shlomim. Mishum de tam sheinihu. So why don't we say this take? Mishum de tam sheinihu benizbatel koidem sheyove lideyisa. So Taisva says, so what is take the reason? Why is this take permissible? So Taisva says, because when you cook it on Monday, so the shlomim was naisein tam. The shlomim was naisein tam in the kedera. So that's one tam. The kedera is naisein tam in the second shlomim. And basher usham, the tam, which is in the second shlomim, is a tam shel heta. It's a tam kolush. It's a noisein tam ba noisein tam. It's a tam shel heta. Now, we're clearing a shaila if a tam shel heta will become noisa Monday night. Will it become noisa? So that is the lumdis of nat bar nat de teira. I say a tam kolush. When it was nivla in the machol, it was shalheta. So this tam kolush will not become nesa. That's why you can put kutach with it. A tam kolush will not create isa. So just like we say in our sugya, that a tam kolush will not create isa, a basa b'cholof, so the same way, the tam kolush of yesterday shlomim will not become nicer. Will not become nicer because it's a tam kolush. Yeah. So Taisva says, we see from that gemara that it is called a tam kolush even though it came about through bishul. Not the way the Rivon said b'shem Rashi, that by Bishul it is not considered a Tam Kolush, it's considered a Tam Chozok. So then, according to Rashi, it should be also to cook Monday, Shlomim on Monday, in the part that was used to cook in it Shlomim on Sunday. Others were Meirer, L'chayr it's a tam pogum on Monday. So it could be that's why it's mutter. Could be it's taka tam rishon, but it's a tam pogum. It was nifkam balayla, balinus layla. I don't know. I was looking. I didn't see anyone who was ma'ira this kash. Abol kaponim. Taisvis brings a rayim from this gemara, not like Rashi. So Taisi says, maybe from this Gemara is not a raya. Dishani hosom dahavi tam shlishi. Could be nat bar nat. We have a case that, let's say, Bosa was noisein tam in a kedera. And the kedera was noisein tam in dogim. That's nat bar nat through bishul. That's also. That's what Rashi says, not panato bishul is also. Why are you permitted to cook the shlomim of Monday in the pot that was used for Sunday shlomim? That's not considered not panat. So Taisvi says, so others wanted to say, ve'ein loyma d'shani hosam david tam shlishi. Is a tam shlishi. Lefi sheyesh mayim b'kedera. Because there's mayim in the kedera. Na tam shlishi is mutter. So Taisvi says, if that would be the case, mitam zayiu nami habayim mutorim shenizbashlu b'mayim b'kedera. So Taisvi says, if you will tell me, that a tam shlishi is mutter, so why did Rashi paskin if you cooked eggs in a fleishike, if you cooked eggs in a milchike pot, you cannot use them with basa. So it's also a tam shlishi. The cholov was nice in tam in the kedera. The kedera was nice in tam in the mayim. And the mayim is nice in tam in the eggs. So if you say a tam shlishi is mutter, so then you could take these eggs and mix them together, the melaisa, use them in meat. Yesterday we mentioned Rabbi Chanan asks the kasha that bemisin by shlomim it's a tam revi, not a tam shlishi. It's a tam revi. When you cook Sunday the shlomim, so the shlomim is nice in tam in the mayim. So that's a tam rishon. The mayim is nice in tam in the kederet. That's a tam sheni. That's Sunday's bishul. Now the kederet is nice in tam in Monday's mayim. That's a tam shlishi. And the mayim is nice in tam in the shlomim of Monday. That's a tam revi. So memele. So that's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. What's why the Tosef says it's a tam shlishi, it's a tam revi. So I found the Levaya brings down the Maram Shif asks this kasha. The Maram Shif says Amur de Keteretz. The Maram Shif says as follows: Tosef has a deal that one is not permitted to be bemayit zman achila of a kol. That's the din. You're not allowed. So that's Tosfos Kasha. That means you cooked a shlomim in this pot Sunday. So this shlomim can only be nechel till Monday night. And if the new shlomim gets a bliya of the old shlomim, and that bliya asel, so you memayit zman achila. So Tosfos says, maybe you'll say it's a tam shlishi. So the Maram Shif says as follows. We have to understand there's a mitzvah when you cook a shlomim on Sunday. Let's talk about Sunday shlomim. So the shlomim is a mitzvah to eat the shlomim. When you cook shlomim in water, so you have water, and you have the tam habosa that goes into the water. The tam habosa is shlomim. That's meat. The water is water. I mean, if you'll be down minay, ene minay, the water is ene minay, and there's bosa in the water. That's shlomim. Now, the tam of the kolben is the same a lot. That means the chelek habosa shaboy. What did they do with the soup? They were mechuyev to eat it. It's a shlomim. I mean, there's besar shlomim in it, and they have to eat it in Yerushalayim, b'zman, they have to eat it. So mamela, so he says like this. So zektamam shuf amere dikizach. So you cooked Sunday, I cooked Sunday the shlomim in a pot. So the shlomim was nice in tam in the water. Fine. So the water is one tam. Gvaldik. The water is nice in tam in the kedere. Kedere is a second tam. Now, Monday, I'm gonna cook a new shlomim. I'm gonna cook a new shlomim in this pot. Now, if you'll say that a tam shlishi is also, you say a tam shlishi is also, so the kedere, Sunday's kedere is nice in tam in the water. Now in the water there's shlomim water, there's shlomim there. Monday shlomim. So yememayit man achile from the Monday soup. So that's a tam shlishi. The meat is a tam revi. That's right. But let's talk about the soup. The soup is the shlomim also. There's a mitzvah to have the soup from the shlomim. There's a tam shlomim in it. So memele, so you can't say that's a tam rabbi. Rabbeisa, we have to be done on the soup, Monday soup. Monday soup, so that you only have to, you'll say, because it's a Tam Shlishi. So you say a Tam Shlishi is Mutter. Good, you can tell me a Tam Shlishi is Mutter. But then I'll ask you a Kasha, so why did Rashi say, if you cooked milk in a pot, and then you cooked eggs in that pot, so there Rashi says you're not allowed to use the eggs with meat. There's a Tam Shlishi. If you're going to tell me a Tam Shlishi is Mutter, so Memele, so Al Yidei Bishl, a Tam Shlishi is Mutter, so the eggs are also a Tam Shlishi. So Taisvis is being done, Taka, that's what the Maram Shim says, Taisvis is being done on the Tam Shlishi. The Reitev, Monday's Reitev is a Tam Shlishi, Rashi's eggs are a Tam Shlishi, and so let's get this clear, is a Tam Shlishi Mutter or Rosa? So that's Taisvis Raya, not like Rashi. V'oit, now Taisvis says another Raya, not like Rashi, which we avoid this whole thing of Tam Shlishi. The Gabishpud va'askela ma'isi b'soif meseches avay dezora, ahud v'chol yoyim v'yoyim, nase gil l'chaveroi. Yeah. Now over there it says you're allowed to use a shpud, a spit. You're allowed to use, let's say, I roasted a shlomim Sunday. I'm allowed to roast a shlomim Monday. No. So there the het has to be, it's that because the shlomim, Sunday shlomim is not the same time in the shpud. And now the shpud is nice and tam in the second shlomim, so it's not banat. There's no tam shlishi. There's two time, and it says it's mutter. And so you see that there's a heter afilu by a tam sheni. So afilu, you tell me here's tam shlishi. Al kaponim, I have a gemara that afilu by a tam sheni, it is also mutter. Umiyu al kochach. So now Taisva says, so we have a Mordek Araya, not like Rashi. But then Taisva says, you know, this Gemara is a real dangerous Gemara. I also don't know Pshat in this Gemara. You can't say that Pshat is because it's not Banata Teiret. Do afilu bishul bochata shori levashul boisek deire shlomim besoich meseches abayde zorem. The Gemara says in meseches abayde zorem, I roasted a chatos on a shput. I'm allowed to take this food and roast now a shlomim on it. Now, this is very serious over here, because when you roasted achatos, the din is achatos is only nechel kahanim, the din is achatos is only nechel leyoy mechot. Now, when you're gonna roast, and it's only nechel in the Azore, it's kodesh kadoshim, and you're gonna take this food, and you're gonna roast a shlomim on it. Shame shemaim. You know what you're doing here? You're taking kochim, and you're mamayitz manachilosom. You can only, here's a bliya now from a chatos. You can only eat it today. You can only kahanim can eat it. Can only, it's just a memele, you're zichem mamayitz manachila. So this is not the hetere. This is not banat the isure. The whole lumdus of not banat the teire is that the second tam that comes out from the keli, since it's a shvacha tam, will not become nesa. That's the lumdus of not banat the teire. You want to make an isur on a tam kolish? A tam kolish does not even tell us boso to make an isur. That's a tam kolish. But if you have over here a tam from a chatos, it's also ready. This is not banati sure. Not banati, it's also ready to eat tomorrow. It's also for Zorim. Vreim emayit bachiloso, the mitzri lezorim, ule noshim, ule avodim, dey necheles ala zichri kohune. Gam ifsli biyoitze, dave tam sheini biyisa. So I just brought a Gemara, and I wanted to prove from that Gemara, not like Rashi, and L'chaira, that Gemara is not a problem for me also. So you have to say that Gemara, we're not talking, the Heter is not of not but not, we're Seimech on Min B'minei Bottle B'roiv, so when it's Bottle B'roiv, so finish, so it's Min B'minei and it's Bottle B'roiv, B'Kli Migdash Akmu Adarais. Fine. So that Gemara, so if you have to come on already to the Heter from Min B'minei, so Mamela, so you have no Raya, not like Rashi, that Aydei Bishul is also called not banat, could be other bishuls called one nice in time. But for picking it's mutter because me bimini is bottle boy. Now, that's the end of that sugya. Now, Taisvis is, we'll speak about a shaila, how you wash dishes. Now, we have to understand, the Bisman Taisvis, they didn't have two sinks, they didn't have hot water. And they didn't have running hot water from a hot water boiler, so you know how you wash dishes. You take a big basin, a big pot, and you put it on the flame, and you cook up the water, and then you put the dishes in the water. And that's how you get hot water, and that's how you clean your dishes. Fine. So now, Tosis is going to clear a shaila. I only have a big milchike pot, and I want to clean my fleshike dishes. So now, we're going to be a lamden. You say, no problem. No problem. You can do the same thing with your dishwasher. According to the Havamina of Taisus. You have a fleshik dishwasher and you want to wash your milchik dishes. So, we'll say like this. What's the problem? So let's talk about Taisus case. You have a milchik pot. So the milchik pot is being, so this milchik pot, how did it become milchik? She cooks milk in it. You cook milk in it. Fine. So the milk was nice in time in the pot. The pot is nice and tam in the water. Fine. So the water, make believe the water is a fish. The water is a fish. So we have dogim sholo bekar. We have water over here. So now, the milchike pot is nice and tam in the water. The fleishike dishes are nice and tam in the water. The fleishike dishes is also the same thing. You had, you put hot flesh on the dishes, so the flesh was nice and tam in the dish. And the dish is nice and tam in the water, so we have over here, the water is a second tam of bosa, a second tam of cholof. So make believe the water is a fish, and the one says by a fish, if you have dogim sholo bekara, so you're allowed to take a dog that was belay a tama boson and eat it with milk. So here I'm fuller than that. It's even better than that. I'm taking a fleishike dish, which is a nice in tam in the water. And I'm taking a milchike pot and it's not by not. So mela, I have a way how to clean the dishes, even though I only have one big milchike pot. That would be pretty convenient. Zetaisvis. Ukarish shemishtamshim behen boso. You have plates that you used hot meat in them. Sheutchu bemachvas shel cholov biklirishem. Ushneim bnei yoima. Yesh lesser. So Taisvis says, no. You have to invest if you want to have a kosher kitchen. You have to invest in a big fleishike pot to wash your fleishike dishes. But don't be seimach to wash everything in one pot. Afilu im loima lav davke olu, alfilu nisbashel. I said, but Sotaisa says like this. Nafilu was said, that means according to Rashi, Rashi holds nisbashlu is not called napanat. The special is called one tam. So if you cook doggy in a fleishike pot, that's also. So according to Rashi, the zichen, nothing but to talk about. this bashel has, doesn't have a heter of nat panat. The Taish says, no, 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 I feel without Rashi's chumah. El afilu im noim alav dafkol afilu nizbashlu. So Taish makes a cheshbon like this. Im ash amnunis be'en ala koriz. Now, if you're washing dirty dishes, so some stomach dish amnunis on the, so there's a be'en already on the, and the, and there's a be'en already on the korah. Tahave kisaken shloines kanach. The osa bekuntres loloshin acher. So according to Rashi. So this shamnunis, which will be floating around in your pot, will touch your milachik pot also. You have already shamnunis on the milachik pot. So you're cooking fats in your milachik pot. So that's, so that alasa your pot. But afilu ain shamnunis ben. Afilu you say no, you'll take, make sure there's no shamnunis ben. Also, da kahorais noigais b'machpas. That means if it would only be the water would be the problem. The problem is the water. That means the milchik kapat is nice and tam in the water. The fleshik kadish is nice and tam in the water. So we make believe the water is like a dog. It's like, that's also the water is not par not. So memela, so it's no problem. A second tam will not become nesa. But Taisa says if you have a lot of dishes in the pot, it could be very well possible that the dishes are going to touch the daifne akedere. So then the dishes will be nice and tam in the kedere. The kedere will be nice and tam in the dishes. And then, so it's not the water here. By dogim sha'olo bekaira, it's the whole, we're only focusing on the dogim. The dogim have a bliya from, a second bliya from the kora shel bosor. So the dogim is tam kolish. But here if you have dishes and a pot, so who says that everything is gonna go through the water? It's very possible that the dishes are going to touch the pot. You'll have a bliya that the tam of the cholov is going to go into the kaore, the tam of the kaore, the tambos is going to go. So you have, it's not panat, you have one tam, first tam of bosa going into cholov and cholov into bosa. The kaore is noigis b'machvas v'nitlov tam izeleze, v'abit tam sheini b'isarbari. So the tam sheini is nesa. That means the first tam in the pot in the kor it's mutter, but the tam sheni is a tam shalis. Va'oit, now Taisa says, I'll forget about that. Leidomi klal dogim sha'ola bekorim. Dok she'atam sheni shel boso v'shel cholov nichnas b'yayim b'mayim miyad nesru amayim. Now, Taisu says here, we have to know, Agavulcha just, I mean, what Taisu is speaking about, there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaba was matter, of not panat. The Mechaba was matter. Then the Ramo brings down, v'yeshoisim, and that shitas ha-Taisu. But the Mechaba was matter. Of this lumdus of not banat. Now Taisv says over here, miyad nesru hamayim, v'choizim v'yisrim akoris v'machvas, miyad nesru hamayim. So there are 2 mahalchim in the Ran to explain what Taisv is saying over here. One mahalach is as follows. The whole lumdus of not barnat, the hetere is as follows. That means that it works like this. Let's talk about adogim sha'olu b'ka'ora. We had hot fish that was put into a fleishike plate, a fleishike pot. We have hot fish. Now, the fish got now a blia of basa. Fine. This is a blia. Now, this blia of basa is a tam sheni. The basa was nice and tam, and the kore is nice and tam in the basa. Now, this tam sheni, before we go further, before we decide we're going to eat this with kutach, but not going to eat it with kutach, is this tam sheni mutar or asa? Mutar, what's that mean? It's a davar aheta. It's a davar hamutar, and it's a tam sheni. So now there's a lumdis, a tam sheni, to create isa. It's too schwach to create this. So that means you'll add milk to this basa diketam, it won't create this. A tam sheni shel heta will not create this. That means it's not meaty enough to make basa b'cholom. That's the lumdus of not bal not the heta. But there has to be as man that it was mutter. That means by our case, dogim sha'olu b'kola, when the dogim became flesh, it's a mutter dike flesh, it's mutter. So now, I'm claiming, well, the chol of asar it, the chol of on asar, this mutter dike tam. But the Ran says, but if you're cooking, in a milachike pat, fleshike, there's fleshike, plates in the milachike pat, as soon as you start cooking it, so it comes out, you have here a tam cholov and a tam boso, and as soon as they come out, they meet. Shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. So when they come out and meet together, so when this tam sheni comes into the water, it comes out, it comes out boso b'cholov already. This whole lumdis of not bar not tatera means it, when it came out on this world, al tam sheni, it was mutter. This tam won't become osa, will not create isa. But if it, when it comes out alone, it is basa b'cholav already, so that's one mahalach in Taisvis, that the lusi the lashon of Taisvis, a dummy cloud a dogum shall be called the hog shatam shiny shall boso bishal cholov nichnas biyay bemayim miyad nesro amayim bechoysom boisom akoros amachm. So this is called a tam shiny shall iso, not a tam shiny shall heta. There is another lumdis in the Ran. And this I saw, the Chedushim Biurim wants to explain this lumdus in the Ran. The Ran says as follows. That means, if you could tell me and guarantee me that, let's say you have your milchike pat, you have your fleishike dish, and you're bubbling up the water. So if you could tell me that the tam cholov will go into the water, the tam basa will go into the water. Nope. So we'll say that's not bar not that tere, and nothing is going to happen. But he says, since you have blias of basa and cholov going out from the kedera and the plate, it could very well be that the basa and the cholov, the basa will meet the cholov, and the cholov will meet the basa without the water. So memela, that's not called nat panat, the teira. So the Chedushim Biurim says like this, the whole lumdus of nat panat the teira is that the tam basa comes out in a dog. So you have the tam dog, which is maklish the tam basa. Yeah, but the dog is a tall tam also. So this tam boso is a tam that's mutter, a tam kolosh, because the dog has its own tam. If it would, I would be batuach that the cholov and the basa goes into the water, so I'll say, so now it's water with atam cholov, it's water with atam basa. But lemaisa, who says that it goes first into the water and then they meet, could very well be they meet without going into the water, so then you lost the heter of atam sheni. Could be that is also pshat in Tosfos. Edok shatam sheni shel basar shel chol nichnas b'mayim miyad nesru hamayim. So the whole mayim becomes also b'chayzim v'yis makoros v'amachnas. Ve'im ha'echad einoi ben yoimoi. Now Tosfos says, if you have here, we still be want to wash the dishes. You have a big milachike pot, and you have fleshike dishes. Let us say, for practical purposes, the milachike pot is not a ben yoime. The dishes are a ben yoime. The milachike pot is not a ben yoime. Oz oisai shehu ben yoime mutar. So Tosfos says, amoyer dekezach. So then, your dishes are mutar, and your pot is osa. That's what Tosfos says. If you can do such a thing, so then the dishes are can become mutter, because the dishes were only nesa alt the tam cholov shenichnas bem. The tam cholov is an eini ben yoimer. A tam cholov on asa the dish. Ma she'en kein, the pot will become osa because we are geyser eini ben yoimer, oto ben yoimer. So the pot got a tam of basar in it, so the pot will be also, and the dishes will be mutter. This is Shitas HaTosfos. Agav chufei bola, let us see the next Tosfos. The Gemara said, if you cut a tznayin, you cut a radish with a sakin, shechotach by basar, so the tznayin becomes also. Zuktaisvis, the Gemara talks about radishes. Zuktaisvis, yeshli zoyov, shleilachtech shumin, let's add on to the list. You shouldn't cut garlic, krishin, leek, betzolim, onions, besakim chelevis, with a milachike knife. Mishum dacharifi tube, it's very chotzadovo chorif. And it's going to make the onions and the garlic milchik. What happens if he did it? You cut the onions with a milchik knife. V'nosnam b'kdeira meleya mayim reisachas, and you put it in a pot full of bubbling water. Muta b'shishim levato tam habalua b'yerek sheniflat minasak. So then, you can, if you have shishim kineged the tam, if you have shishim kineged the tam of the sakin, so memele, you can be mevato the tam. Avul chotchoi. Now that's the metaisvis means to say. That means you have here a sakin. We have to understand. You have here a milchike sakin. I think taisvis means to say. And so how much milchiks can be in you cut 20 onions with one milchik sakin. So how much milchiks can be in the 20 onions, the amount of the sakin? I mean, more milchik than the sakin there can be. I mean, your whole source of milchiks is from your milchik sakin. So l'chayre, if you have shishim in the water, can I get the sakin? Forget about the 20 onions, the 50 onions. You don't need shishim kineged the 50 onions. you need shishim keneged the sakin. So if you have shishim keneged the sakin, so how much milchik you have already is the in these onions is not more than the sakin. So lachayre if you have shishim keneged the sakin, it should become mutter, it should become bottle, because then it's gemaldik, then you can use it whatever you want. Muta b'shishim levatel tam abalua b'yerek shaniflat min ha-sakin. Aval chotchoi b'sakin shaloivet kechovet. But what happens if you cut it with a treif ha-sakin? Ha-yerek kuloi nevela. Then there's a din of chaticha nasa nevela. So that means that if you had an onion that was cut with a treif ha-sakin, so the whole onion, al-tadin chaticha nasa nevela, so the whole onion becomes also. So now if you have your 20 onions, now you need shishim keneged 20 onions, not shishim keneged the sakin. But so, shishim levatel ha-yerek, then you, now you will need shishim to be mevatel the yerek, so the Taisa says, amur deki yisot. The whole halacha of chaticha atzma nasas nevela, that is a chiddush, that the whole chaticha there is a tam shel isa, the whole chaticha is considered like the mitzvah safka a tam shel isa, but a tam shel heta, you don't say chaticha atzma nasas nevela, so memela, so then you only have to, so gabi the sheer bittul. You only have to chesbe with the tam, and not with the dvorim charifim. Period. Betzorich iyun na taisus klaza shaili masakim mekunech beeinay ben yoymei. If the sakin is clean, there's no ben, and it's not a ben yoymei, ichufa di tu. He says, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that there is a koyach of a dor v'chorev that is mashbiach atam pogum, and it makes it ois pogum. So Tosfos clear, so this is a Gemara by Chalsis, that Chalsis can do it. So is this halacha by all dor v'chorev? That every davar chorif, that means we lost a heter of Einei ben Yoymei. I think we are machma like this. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now let us go back to the Gemara. The Gemara differentiated if you cut atznoin, or if you cut kishais, if you cut a cucumber. So by a cucumber, the halacha is that you just rub off the mokim achatach, and you can eat the rest. It's not by lay. Kilchi the lifte shori. What if you have the kelach of lefes? Lefes are turnips. So that is like kishais. It doesn't aser it. Because lefes, turnips, are not a davar chorif. So memele, so it's mutter. There others say by turnips, you don't even have to be geure. You don't even have to have a scratch. You just wash it off. Kishais, it seems, are too soft. So if you wash it off, you won't accomplish anything. You'll just... The ben will go more and more into the machel. But the lifta by turnips, if you can wash it off, you don't even need greire. Hadocha is also sufficient. The silke poshet is our beets. Asiri. It seems from the Gemara that beets have a loch of a double chorif. Some emele, so it's also. Let us see. But Rashi says, lifta lefes kilche klochem. Lifta lefes ene chorif, elamosaik. Bein tam shumen nikir boy, so the tam shumen is not nikir at all. It seems that it has such a strong, sweet tam, so fakel, so it counteracts the tam boso, and you can't be malgish the tam boso, amir de kekoyach of lefes. The silke asiri, lefisha naisin tam bem. Silke, a sakin shel basar is nice and tam in beets. Zogt Gemara as follows. Vi posach bohu te lifte shapir domi. Amur dike chiddush. Let's see what Rashi says. It means like this. If I cut with a fleishik knife, I cut turnips, no problem. You just wash it off and it's powdered. I cut with a fleishik knife beets, so there's a big problem. The beets become masa. So the Gemara says, if you want, you could cut. If a fleishik knife, so cut first a turnip, then a beet, then a turnip, then a beet, and a turnip and a beet. If you do like this, so al kamponim the first chitoch of a turnip will accomplish that the chitoch of the beet will not have a tam boso. That's what the Gemara's machadish. The posach bohu delifte ovon be'eis chitucham. You mixed up when you were cutting your vegetables. You mixed up achash lefes. The first one you cut was lefes. Va'achash shel tal, and the second was beets. Halefes mevatel tam asham nunis minasakin. So the lefes makes that the tam asham nunis minasakin, which would normally come out by the second chitoch, ein ataldim mekablin tam emenu, the taldim are not mekabel tam from the taldin, from the beets. That's what the Gemara says. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Boy minei anu shaila, avdi mimei Rav Nachman, maula nuchi kado de milcha, gabi kado de kimcha. You have two jars. One jar you have salt. One jar you have kutach, which is milchix. Now the salt is used for all purposes. You salt your meat, you salt everything with it. And you'll have these two, one next to the other. Is there a problem? They have to be afraid that since one is next to the other, could be some of the kutach will get into the salt, and then you'll be salting your meat, and you'll have problems. So yes, the mal anuchi kada de milcha gabi kada de kimcha. You'll have to put one vessel, one container of salt next to a container of kutach. Amalayosa, no, you're not allowed to. I mean, this is too dangerous. I mean, people are taking the kutach and dust, and one is next to the other. You'll get some kutach and the salt, and you can use the salt for fleishiks also. Then he has him a second shaila. The chalomai, what if you have one container of vinegar, and one container of kutach? Also, the vinegar you used to take, the vinegar to spice the foods. Now, what'll the din be over here? Omalei shori. Oh, this is mutter. This is mutter. One next to the other will be mutter. So he asked him, Zravdimi yes, Rav Nachman, umayshno. What's the difference? Man, should be afraid that through the mediastic use, you're using both, they're using the vinegar and you're using the salt, will come out that, so by the salt you told me, it was maybe some of the kutach will get into the salt, so maybe the same thing, some of the kutach will get into the vinegar. So he told them, umayshne, he told them, lechitechel ala kura de milch, he says, I'll give you a teretz, if you, bederch bedichuse, I have a whole cool of salt, when you'll tell me how many granules of salt are in this kool, then I'll tell you the teretz. You, before I should tell you the teretz, you first do something constructive for me, then I'll tell you a teretz. So it's the Gemara, my time, eh? So what's the reason? If the Gemara, or Issa Yisura Be'ene, by Lesa Yisura Be'ene. Zutrashi. Zutrashi, Kimcha, Kutach. Michai Shinen Sheme Yippo Mina Kutach Be'melech. Maybe some of the Kutach will fall into the soul. V'hula Yoda. He won't know about it. This is, V'yim Luchumi Menuk Deiris Boson. You use this soul, which has some Kutach in it, you'll use it for a fleshy ketafshu. The chalamai, derech lo says, chaymes oteich atafshu, you put chaymes also in atafshu. Mi chashini shem yipo min akutach b'chaymes, v'yar zavite mimeno letafshu. So he told them, lechi teichel, kshetim den li ale kush ha-melech b'schori, if you'll do me this service, by you'll count all the grains of salt, I'm a loch time is shut up, but then I'll tell you the reason. Hi, kutach hanoifel b'melech nira b'nika b'nei shuhuav. The salt is thick. So if l'maises some kutach falls in, so you have kutach ben. Now people won't realize it. It won't be bedek that the salt is any kutach in or not, but there's kutach ben. For lay bottles, it doesn't become bottles. Because it's the salt is a solid. Avol kutach hanoifel b'chaymetz lesser be'ene. It's not ben because the vinegar with some of the small amount of kutach dissolves in the chaymetz. V'taima nami layor kutach b'chaymetz, and it's not nice and tam. So memele. So then. I don't have to worry about even if some kutach falls in, will become bottled to the chaymetz and it won't asa the basa.